This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
This live show of WDW Today is being sponsored by AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 114,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. It's Sunday, September 27th, 2009, and this is a live show for September 2009 of WDW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com. Joining me on today's show is Len Testa, co-author of the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. Len, I don't want to hear what love can do. No, I ain't going to tell you what's right for you.
And you're starting off the show with a quote from Van Halen, which is plus one bonus points. However, brought back to zero because it's a Sammy Hagar.
But I love Sammy.
It's like saying you love Diet Tab, Matt. No one goes along with you on that.
The man can't drive 55. You gotta recognize him for that.
All in all, Matt, I'd rather be in Walt Disney World. Go ahead.
Very good. All right. Also joining us on today's show is Mike Scopa, a senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome, Mike.
Well, Matt, special show, live show, so special podcast opening. Let's see who can guess the three attractions that this podcast opening comes from. Are you ready?
Jeez.
The quote is, look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
Bilhar Magic, Voyage of the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
And something else. Someone else? Anyone know the last one?
Animation?
Nope.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Isn't it neat?
It's not Ariel's Grotto.
Timekeeper?
Yes, he got that from the
stole
chat
that from
room.
Erwin M in the chat room. I totally did, but very good.
You've got to be kidding me. Where?
He talks about all the Nine Eyes and everything, and he's talking about all the little gadgets and everything, and he says, "Look at this stuff, isn't it neat?" Robin Williams.
How did you figure that out?
I have videos. I have videos, and I have videos.
Of who? I'm afraid.
Amazing.
Yeah, well, joining us on today's show.
I also have pitches, but no, never mind.
Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio at mouseworldradio.com. Welcome, Mike.
Hey, everybody. Good to see everybody. It's been quite a while since our last live gig, huh?
That's right. It's been a little while, but it's good to be back.
It is.
Is this our first live gig of the fall?
Yes, it is. It's our fall schedule coming out.
Excellent. It's our fall schedule.
I mean, when did fall hit? Like last week?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know, but this is sweeps week for us, so we have to do something crazy.
That's right. We're going to have Newell in a dunk tank later on.
Great.
And also joining us on today's show is the fabulous Annette Owens, the manager of customer relations and group services for MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And Annette, you'll be proud of me. I didn't have to read your title off of a sheet this time. I actually remembered it.
Wow. That's kind of scary. We'll have to change it now. We'll have to change it. But I'm so glad that Newell's in dunk tank and not me. So.
Oh, well, don't worry. There's plenty of room for the dunk tank.
Nope.
This is sweep weeks. I mean, Len's got a great point. We got to make up some ground here.
We got to up the game. I mean, advertisers are looking at our ratings. This is when we'd have to do something gimmicky to boost ratings. Where's Britney Spears? Bring her on the show.
Well, I think Newell actually have got a great idea to boost ratings. We'll just call this IWW today. Evidently, when you put I in front of anything, it sells like hotcakes.
That's right. I'm at
I hotcakes.
I'm at. Thank you. I'm Mike. Let's
Speaking of hotcakes, I think when we do the next camping thing, someone should make us hotcakes in the morning.
We'll get right on that.
There's nothing like pancakes cooked over an open fire by someone else to really get your appetite going in the morning.
Well, don't forget, you can call in to this is an interactive live show, and it's your opportunity to call us with your questions, 407-278-5939. And we have our first caller of the day. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Karen, and I'm from Reading, Pennsylvania.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
Is there a railroad where you're from?
Oh.
No, it isn't.
Yes, the Reading Railroad. Absolutely.
It's a spot on the Monopoly board.
No, it's a Monopoly.
Scopa ripped me off, Scopa. You so ripped me off.
Hey, we got to pay the rent. Go ahead.
My husband and I are coming down October 13th for our 10-year wedding anniversary. Yay. But I want to do the online check-in. Have you heard anything good or bad about that?
I haven't heard anything bad about it. It seems to work pretty well, actually.
Yeah, and then what have your clients heard about it?
Everybody seems to love it.
Really? Good, because we've heard some people say that when they do the online check-in, they're not getting they're not getting through right away, and they're not getting what they want.
Oh, I haven't heard that at all.
You mean like room assignments?
Like room requests?
Yeah,
because like my husband's handicapped, and we need a handicap accessible, and there was one room at the Caribbean Beach that we just absolutely love. We've had it for the last two times we stayed there, and they told me if I do online requests and request it, I may not get it.
What's the, so while Annette answers that question, what's the room number you like at Caribbean Beach?
2613 in the Martinique. Nice.
Because I have go ahead, Will, and I figure this out. I'll look up my images because I have another really good room.
Oh, like, really? Oh, cool. Because this has a nice wheelchair shower.
Shower, yeah, this one does too. I actually stayed in it. I was checking out handicapped accessible rooms throughout the resort. This one was on a corner, so you had two different ramps for wheelchairs. Go ahead, Annette, you talk.
Okay.
I'll see if I can find this.
You keep looking, and I'm just supposed to fill in. I'm the filler while he's looking, I guess.
Well, what kind of Annette? I mean, have you heard negative things about the online check-in?
Oh, I want to have twice. I've heard something about. But I've never tried it yet. This will be my first time, so I was hesitant about whether I wanted to do it or not.
Okay, Annette, what have you heard?
Yeah, we haven't had too many people, you know, complaining about not getting their room request. Now, some people will tell you that sometimes you get there and the line for online check-in is longer than the standby line.
Oh, really?
And I've had people say that quite a bit. So that might be the case. But really, your best bet when you're going in there, talk to them. If you have a problem with your room, talk to them about it there at the desk. That's my piece of advice. Don't head to your room and then come back. If you know that's the room you want and Lynn's going to give you maybe another two or three numbers, you like that room?
Yeah,
just throwing it at you.
I'm scrolling.
You know, then at least you have a couple of numbers and they'll address that. And especially when it comes to your special need, yours is not just a room request. Yours is a need. So, you know,
right.
It's a little different than just a room request of, oh, I want a corner room.
Right. Yeah, that's like I said, him being in the electric scooter all the time walking, then I just had knee surgery not too long ago. So the closer I am to Port Royal and the bus is right there where you can get on and off all the time, it would be a lot easier for me too. We look like two old couple, you know, an old couple walking down the road when you see us with our canes.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly, Kim, I think is have your, if you're using a travel agent or otherwise you have to, you should contact Special Services for your request because you've got the wheelchair.
Oh, okay.
So that way you can be assured that, you know, you'll have a room that's going to meet your needs.
Okay. That'd be great.
Cool. Thanks for calling in, Karen.
I'm looking for the picture. I'm looking for the room number. I can't find it. I have pictures of it, of the room. I just don't have the room number. Let me look for it throughout the show, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Yeah. Let us know when you get that.
All right. I'm looking.
We have our next caller of the day. Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. This is Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What can we do for you tonight?
I have a question actually for Mike Scopa. Hi, guys. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, where in 718 are you, Jennifer?
My question. I'm sorry.
What? Where in 718 are you?
I didn't get. I'm in Rockaway.
Oh, okay,
Roxbury.
Queens. Okay. No, because I had it when I lived in the Bronx. I had a 718. That's why I'm asking.
Oh no, I'm in Queens.
Oh, okay.
I'm there.
I'm sorry, I threw you off.
Take your time, Jennifer. Take your time.
If Spike Lee over here wouldn't have stood up, we could have kept going here.
Just call me Kanye. Just call me Kanye.
My question is actually from Mike Scopa.
Hi, Jennifer. What's your question?
Hi. An episode, I can't remember which one, you guys were talking about the resorts, and you said that your favorite resort was Port Orleans French Quarter. and we're staying there in December, and I was wondering, why is it your favorite resort?
Have you moved? I think that of all the moderates, it's my favorite. I think that the French Quarter has a lot of things that really intrigue me. One of the things is that I love running along the Sasagula River when I jog early in the morning. I think it's just the best place to run when right. you're down there. I also think that Port Orleans, and I'd like Mike and Len and Annette and Matt to chime in on this too. I think that Port Orleans, the way it was designed, is just right, because everything seems to be really close to the food court and to the central area. And maybe it's because it has that pool there, and they want to get people to the pool. But like Building 5, Port Orleans, French Quarter, I think is one of the best places to stay. I think it's close to the Magic Kingdom. It's not too bad taking buses. I just think it's got a very nice touch. But I really love it because it's my favorite place to run when I'm down there.
Well, we stayed at Riverside before, and I love Riverside. But for some reason, Port Orleans, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to, like, get a feeling for it, and I just can't get a feeling for it. You know what I mean? Like, the pool is awesome. I know it's small, but... I just want to see what everybody...
You've stayed there before?
Not at Port Orleans, at Riverside, when it was Dixie Landings, when they were two separate hotels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta stay there. So I think the couple things about French Quarter that you won't know until you stay there are that it's a little bit more than half the size of Disney's other moderate resorts. So right. fewer people around makes it gives you a little bit more breathing room.
Right,
the thing
is
at night, if you look at how it's themed after New Orleans, right? So you've got colorful buildings, you've got wrought iron fences along the walkways, and you've got the walkways are actually themed after streets. You can walk along the river there, you know, at night, a little drink in your hand. It's a really nice atmosphere. I think you'll like that quite a bit. You have to spend some time at the resort though to really appreciate it. If you're just running around, you know, from the bus stop to the food court to the room, yeah, it's going to be like any other resort. But if you walk around the grounds, especially at night in the evening, I think you'll see the appeal of it.
Okay, because I was just wondering. Like I said, I stayed at Riverside before and I loved it, and that was my first choice.
Oh, I love Riverside.
But we couldn't get it.
Oh yeah, so. I mean Riverside's great at night too. But I think you'll like French Quarter just as much. But do walk around there at night though.
I will. I definitely will, and I will be seeing you guys for the sing along.
Nice.
For the reunion too. I'll be there, and I'll be there for the Dole Whip meet too.
Awesome! Oh, thanks for coming to the reunion. We're really excited about it. It's gonna be a really fun time.
We're doing a sing along.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't tell Lynn. Don't tell him. He wasn't there last time. He has no idea. It's his turn to sit on the bench.
I think she's referring to.
More than happy to do
yeah, Bob.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've never been to any meets before, so this will be my first time.
It's awesome.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you'll have.
Yeah, you're
time.
Gonna enjoy it.
So be gentle, guys.
We fine.
Cool. Yeah, thanks for checking in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And, of course, you know, you can join us in our chat room at www.today.com. There's a link for our chat room right there. Lots of people in there. And, you know, there's much more room for you to join them as well. It makes the show a lot more interesting, I think. And certainly we have some new people in there who are completely new to the chat and live shows. Big shout out to Joe Carter and Mouse Kadude for their first live show. So certainly you can join them if you're new, and don't worry about it. You know, come on in. You can. They're having a great time, and you can too. Let's take our next call, and it's Brett on the line. Hi, Brett.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I wanted to ask a question tonight that no one else has been willing to answer yet.
Okay.
My wife and I we've been on Carnival, we've been on Norwegian, we've been on Royal Caribbean. We're trying to find out why you'd want to pay twice as much to go on Disney. Is Disney really worth almost double the price?
Well, Annette, you want to, I mean, I've got an opinion. But
I was going to say, yeah, think about staying at the hotels. You could stay off-site for
yes.
one price, and we stay, or lots of people stay on-site for a higher price because of the quality or the, you know, the amenities you get. Same thing goes for a cruise line.
Right. I have a great story. I just took my parents on. They've been saying, oh, I'm not going on Disney Cruise Line because it's going to be tons of kids and we cruise Royal Caribbean. And, you know, why would we? They've done several different cruise lines, and they are looking to come back. They said the quality of the food, the quality of the service they got, and they didn't see all the kids. They really, really were very impressed by Disney. That doesn't mean that some of your other vacations might need to be on a different cruise ship. Doesn't mean that, but it's something I think everybody should experience once. And there are some times that you can go where it's not as expensive. If you're going peak season, it is going to be pretty high, but you know, I say give it a try. If you've cruised some other ones, at least you want to be able to say you've done it once.
Yeah, I think I did a comparison between Norwegian and Disney in late November, and I think Disney was $700 a person more than Norwegian was.
Yeah. So that's a whole other vacation to me.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what you're saying, Brett, and certainly when it's $700, that is a big difference. What I will tell you, though, I mean, the level of service that you get at Disney, it's like comparing Disney World to another theme park, you can go as far as like a Six Flags or even anything else. I mean, you know, they're both theme parks. They're both going to give you roller coasters and these kinds of rides. The difference is how they do it and the methods they use to do it. And Disney really separates itself, I really think, in the level of service that you get over there. I've cruised Royal Caribbean. I like them a lot. I like their food better at Royal Caribbean, but the level, the entertainment that you're going to get on Disney is unparalleled. No question about it. The level of service. And that's what really separates it. It's just like Newell said, you know, it's like staying on-site or off-site. You could stay off-site and save a lot of money, or you could stay on-site and certainly there's so many amenities that it brings with it, that level of quality, the theming, all those things that are important to certainly a lot of us on here, translates to the cruise line as well.
I think one more thing to add to that is it really isn't really fair to compare Disney to Norwegian just because they have different cruise lines for different price points and different levels of service. So if you're looking at Disney, you're more looking at a Royal Caribbean Celebrity Princess comparison there. Carnival and Norwegian kind of battled together.
Yeah, that's fair. Does that help you out, Brett?
Yeah, and the other question, do you think you'll actually see the prices go up now that they've released that, you know, frequent cruiser deal they have going on now? You know, the loyalty promo?
They have a loyalty promo for cruises? What is it?
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, I think they just announced it last week, where if you go once, you're silver, you go, I think, 5, you hit gold, you go 10, you hit platinum.
And what do you get with that?
Yeah, what does it garner you, those levels?
Lithograph.
I'm not sure.
It's more about like you're getting on board your ship. Just like when you go on other cruise lines, you get for every cruise you've done, you get different levels. So they're kind of, Disney's now coming in and doing just like Royal Caribbean or some of your other cruise lines are doing. So instead of like say a person that's been twice and then spend more twice going on the same cruise and getting a towel.
Right.
There for a while, we were all getting beach towels, and I have a dozen of them. Now you get other little perks, like the more you cruise, they're trying to bring you back, obviously, but it doesn't help out with the price. It's more about what you're getting on board the ship, a private party, trying to think of some of the other differences. When you can book. Last week, Gold and Platinum were able to book for the Alaska cruise, and the Disney Wonder for 2011 opens up tomorrow for everybody else, so...
We've got Jennifer on the line next. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Great. What can we do for you?
Well, my husband and I are planning our 15th wedding anniversary, and I can't believe we're returning to the scene of the crime. We had our honeymoon at Disney World.
Awesome.
And so we're going back. Yes, very excited. And we're kind of looking at restaurants. We've been several times with the kids, so we know how loud and how crazy some of the restaurants can get in the parks. We've eaten at Coral Reef next to a table with a kid blowing on a recorder and banging on his drums throughout dinner. So,
wow.
He was fun. With the kids, we expect some kind of, noise. And we know that we're going to have to eat at least one restaurant where we're going to have some noise, and that's fine. We're just kind of looking for one or two maybe dinner options, one table credit that might be a little less on the noise factor. And I was wondering if you guys had any ideas.
Two that come to mind, Trail's End I've always found to be fairly quiet. Also, is it Captain's Grill, Annette, at the Yacht Club?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That one I found to be fairly quiet. And Trail's End is at Fort Wilderness, I should mention, and Captain's Grill at the Yacht Club. Both are I really like Trail's End, and Captain's Grill is not bad at all. Annette and myself and Mr. Newell, we ate there in over Star Wars weekends, and I think we all enjoyed our meal over there. So those are definitely some quiet ones. Len, do you have any feedback as to which restaurants you find to be more quiet than the rest?
More quiet. Jiko.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fairly quiet. Jiko. California Grill. Flying Fish is probably the loudest restaurant I've ever been in my life. My God.
Yes.
Really?
Oh my God. The food is great. We couldn't hear people at our table talking.
Oh my goodness. See, we were actually looking at Flying Fish because I've been told it's 2 credits and we were actually looking at that for a nice,
God,
quiet anniversary meal.
Thank you. Wonderful, wonderful food, but you would have to go at like, you'd have to be first ones there are the last ones there.
Oh my
God. Did we say Citrico's?
No, it's another good one.
No.
Citrico's is nice, but I would get like in a corner somewhere.
Nine Dragons.
Hey.
Yeah, because
nobody's there.
For a different reason.
I would say I really like the Citrico's idea. I like it because I like the setting. Special setting for your anniversary. The food's really good. The desserts are above average there. Not that desserts are ever bad in Walt Disney World, but I like the Citrico's idea. And the menu is varied enough. Do you guys like certain kinds of food
He's a more adventurous than I am. Every once in a while he'll joke that I think cardboard's too spicy.
Yeah.
he's more adventurous than I am, but usually I can find most restaurants have at least 2 things on the menu that I can go, oh yeah, I can definitely eat this. So
you'll be fine.
I think he exaggerates on me a little bit. But,
yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Did we mention the Yachtsman? Because that one's kind of hit or miss sometimes. I know you're going to add, but you know what? It is, but you know.
It's expensive.
Anniversary. You're trying to do something special.
Not worth the money.
We are using table credit, so you know we're using the dining plan, so we're not too fearful of the money because hey, we'll just use 2 table credits and we'll have to eat Casey's out of pocket one day for lunch. So yeah, it's not that big of a deal.
I think you're better off at Jiko or Citrico's, to be honest with you.
Me too.
Okay.
Me too.
No, he did notice that Narcoosie's had lobster on the menu, and his eyes got really big and a big smile on his face.
I don't think that's why he got a smile on his face.
You guys a lie. That's probably actually more of it than the lobster. Is the lobster good at Narcoosie's?
Whatever you crazy kids call it up in wherever you're from, that's fine.
that's like
my flugelhorn joke. Okay, honey, I feel like lobster tonight. All right, cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. But again, it's at the Grand Floridian. So why don't you narrow it down to the Grand Floridian, browse the menus over at AllersNet, and see what you come up with.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you guys so much. You've given us several ideas to look into because we both did this. Well, we've eaten at all these places in Epcot. We know what these restaurants are like at the studios. And because we've been so many times now with the kids and we've eaten at quite a few different restaurants,
yeah,
running into problem knowing that there are places that are just so loud.
Yeah.
And we don't mind some noise because we're at Disney World. We're going to get kids besides ours who are thankfully going to be staying home with Grandma and Grandpa. So, there's that added benefit of we're not going to have our kids this trip.
Right.
Which, then of course as we deal with noise enough with the kids, can we find 1 or 2 restaurants that don't have as much just to really enjoy the idea of just with us alone.
Yep, yep, yep.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jennifer. 407-278-5939 is our phone number, and we're gonna head on a little south here to Miami, and Steve from Miami is on. Hi, Steve.
How did you know it was Steve from Miami?
I know all, tell all, see all.
Is that Medina?
Steve, what happened?
Yeah,
Steve, what happened to you?
It's a sad weekend in Miami sports.
That's
how those Dolphins do, Steve-O.
I think we know how the Dolphins did, how the Hurricanes did, and how the Marlins did against the Mutts.
Forget them. How about those 3-0 Jets?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, we're ready to put Sanchez. We're going to measure him for a bust in Canton this weekend, and I think that the New York media has already started ordering Super Bowl tickets, I'm sure.
No, we know what's going to happen. It's only week 3. By week 7, we'll be out of it. But we know that.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, should be mathematically eliminated by November. So
exactly. Anyway. But you know,
what do you got for us tonight, Steve?
I want to ask another question. The WDW reunion in December, that special, the $60 a night special. Do you have to stay from Thursday on, or can you stay for like just a couple of nights?
You can stay just a couple of nights. We have a couple of people that are only doing one night.
Where's the $60 night special? I haven't heard of this.
Pop Century.
You know, you were on the podcast with us then.
No, I wasn't. I missed it. What's the deal?
No, you were. You were on there.
No, I wasn't. What's the deal?
Don't tell him.
It's actually a really good deal.
Scopa Towers.
Yes, okay. Scoper Towers.
Scoper.
Whatever you want to call it.
Well, Annette, I already sent you a request on that, so I hope to hear from you soon.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I saw it come in, but I can multitask, great. But not that much. Thanks.
It's a great
not a problem.
It's $60
right,
a night.
Guys, thanks,
Steve. $60 a night for Pop and $89 for Port Orleans Riverside.
Yeah. We got some pretty good rates. The rooms are hopping, so people that are wanting to take advantage of this, you know, if you got your tickets, you just need a room, let us know.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Jeff Markley from Huntington, Indiana.
Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I had a question about we have a group of people that are going down to the world here in a couple of weeks, or actually this next month, excuse me. But what would you recommend in each park for 8 or more people as attractions-wise to go to, knowing one of those has a little bit of vertigo but is willing to do Splash Mountain?
Well, Splash Mountain would be a great option for you. You could all ride in one little raft.
They're all adults?
Pretty much. So we have one that's 9, but the rest of us are all adults. There's just two, you know, they're 50, and the rest of us are in their 20s.
Okay. And so other than the vertigo, anything else that would prevent you from going on any of the thrill rides?
Just the one with the vertigo, that's it. Everybody else just loves all the thrill rides and such, but didn't want to limit just to thrill rides, you know, maybe attractions or that sort of thing. But just wanted to kind of get you guys' recommendations.
I mean, I think, Big Thunder, how do you feel about Big Thunder? It's not really a tall ride, but it's fast. I don't know, would you get vertigo on that?
I myself won't. She might. I don't know, because, yeah.
Yeah, you do kind of go up that one hill.
A lot of the shows are an obvious answer for you. Obviously, easy to get in everybody in there, and no vertigo issues over there, I would think.
No, I'm thinking about like Soarin' though. What about Soarin' or Test Track?
Oh, I love Soarin'. Yeah, we thought Soarin' would be a great one. She can do Test Tracks. There's big jumps or hills or anything like that.
Mm.
We thought Soarin' would be a great family ride. Splash Mountain was another one, but Hollywood Studios are really having a difficulty with, right? You know, my favorite ride there is Tower. Obviously Tower's not very, very, very good for her. Right. So that was the biggest one. You know, Beauty and the Beast obviously is a good attraction to see, but didn't know if there's anything that we can think of, especially rides, at Hollywood that would be a great one to do for all of us.
Toy Story shouldn't be an issue for you at all, which is good news. The Great Movie Ride, you'll be fine on, I would think. Star Tours, I don't think would be an issue. I'm not very familiar with Vertigo, but I don't see that one being an issue. What do you think?
I think that'll probably be
all right. Yeah. I think Rock and Roller Coaster and Tower might be the big issues for you, but I think otherwise, I really can't think of another attraction at the studios that's really going to be an issue.
Well, I thank you guys so much for your time. I feel bad for Scopa as much as he gets picked on. I'm trying to catch up on all the past episodes, but, I guess if you breathe heavy and don't like kids, you might get picked on a little bit much. But, thank you guys so much
for
everything you guys
do
and helping us.
Thanks, Jeff.
So we have our next caller, and it's Mark. How are you, Mark?
Hey, how are you guys? You can't always be the first caller, I guess. And I gave away my secret last month, so. How is everybody?
Good.
Yeah, what can Mark we do for you tonight, Mark?
I miss all you guys, and I'm looking forward to the Mouse Fan reunion in December, so getting real excited, and was wondering if what I could do to bribe you to get into the American Adventure live show. Just kidding.
We're doing a live show at the American Adventure?
We never tell you anything. Are you catching on?
You were on that show, too.
I do have a funny story, though, about Matt, and I think you're going to like it. So you always like funny stories about Matt. So
no, we don't.
This one,
we do. We love them.
Yes, we love them.
Keep going.
We have a backlog, but go ahead, Mark.
Well, he's kind of indirectly involved in this story. I was at the D23 Expo, as you probably all know. And hi, Annette. It was so much fun hanging out with you in Disneyland.
Hiya, thanks.
Yeah, it was fun. So I was going to Toy Story Midway Mania, and Matt had done a podcast solo on that one day when you guys weren't there. I think it was a couple weeks ago on the tips and tricks of Toy Story Midway Mania. So anyways, I was waiting in line, and the line wasn't that long, so I figured I had my iPod with my iPhone with the podcast on it, so I figured I'm going to listen to this while I'm in line. So I'm figuring I'm going to listen to it, you know, because the line was not that long. So I figured I'd try to listen to it. It was 16 minutes long, and I decided to listen to it at double speed because you can do that on the iPhone. And so Matt was talking, and I did finish the whole podcast before I got to the end of the line, but it was funny because Matt talks fast anyways, and it, going double fast, it sounded like 10 times the speed. But I did get a pretty good score on the game, so thanks to Matt, and thanks for all those tips. And one other thing that I wanted to mention, I finally broke down Mike Newell and subscribed to Live 365 because I got to listen to Mouse World Radio.
Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
It's the only reason why I subscribe. I should just give the money to Mike directly.
Yeah, I know. Well, I appreciate all you guys do, and looking forward to seeing you. Just wanted to share that fun story.
All right. That's thanks, funny. Mark. I'm glad you were able to do well because of that show.
I was. Very awesome. Good tip.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Bye.
Bye, Mark.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And we have our next caller on the line. Hi. Who are we speaking to?
Yes. Hi. This is Elizabeth in Edmond, Oklahoma.
Hey, Elizabeth.
How are you? We are headed to Walt Disney World on the 10th of October. And we're going to be staying at Bay Lake Tower, and we're not DVC members, and it's our first time staying in a condo-type situation.
Wow.
My question, we're wanting to eat breakfast in the room each day, and we're not going to be renting a car. And so I was wondering if you had any suggestions on getting groceries, specific things that are in need of refrigeration.
So you need or don't need refrigeration? You don't need it, right?
Well, we will have the refrigerator. I'm thinking that I can bring things like cereal, Pop-Tarts, snacks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
But
okay.
Things that we can't bring on the plane.
Gardengrocer.com.
Yep.
Okay.
Is a delivery service. I think it's the least expensive of the delivery services for Walt Disney World, and they've got tons of experience doing it. I would say that that's probably your best bet.
Okay, and they'll do a fairly decent job with getting it to the, to the front desk at the...
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, no problem at all.
Now, can you get things like beer and alcohol from them?
Can you get beer and alcohol?
You can buy beer and alcohol at the resort, at the little resort shop.
Yeah, but they charge crazy
yeah, they
money,
don't,
though.
There's no shop in the Bay Lake Towers, but I'm certain that the Contemporary would have a shop. Because all the resorts have those little, you know, little shops with like, you know, frozen pizzas or things like that. And you know, it's a very small shop, but trust me, I've always seen a beer selection. It might not be great, but they have something.
Yeah, and Garden Grocery actually, I don't see. I'm looking at their website right now. I don't see beer and alcohol.
I don't think you can.
Okay.
I think there's too much.
Because you know, you got to check that ID thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. I can see where that would be problematic. I did have one other question.
Go ahead.
We are doing the dining plan, and since it's going to be during food and wine, is anything we can do with the counter service credits along with the food and wine? We have
sit-down reservations for everywhere that I'm very happy with, but I thought it might be nice to try some of the food and wine selections instead of our counter service on the days that we're at Epcot.
Yes, so you can. So it's the what I hear is last year was sort of an unofficial policy. It's, I think it's still unofficial this year, but you could pick up two food items if they're, you know, in the $4 range, and a drink, and that would, you know, a non-alcoholic drink, and that would count as a counter service meal.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so,
I had heard that you could do something with snack credits, but I had not heard about.
Yeah, so one thing is one snack credit, right? But you can pick up a couple of them and drink for a counter service meal.
Excellent.
That's what I hear, anyway.
Okay, thank you so much for answering the questions. I'm a huge fan. Listen all the time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Follow you all on Twitter as well as Facebook.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thanks again.
All right, bye, Elizabeth.
Yeah, actually, Medina has a good point. The Hess Express is always a good spot.
Yeah, that's right. I was thinking about that, Mike. I'm just trying to think how she could get there without.
But you know, that's a long walk.
Yeah. Well, that's right. They're not having a car. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about it, Mike. She needs transportation there.
I just dawned on me that she wasn't renting a car.
But you know, if she's just getting the beer and the alcohol, it's okay to walk with that. The milk, maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ice cream. Yeah.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Wayne from Walnuts.
Hey, Wayne.
Wayne, just Wayne.
Hey, Wayne, how are you?
I got a couple of questions for you.
All right.
Sure.
All right. About 6 months ago, I was banned from email. Am I banned from this call as well?
You're on probation.
I was the one that asked the honeymoon question.
yeah, well, you're on probation, so it's all right.
Okay, well, that's cool. No, I'm going to be there this Friday over the weekend. We're up around the Memphis area. I didn't know if we might meet up with some of y'all.
In Memphis or in Disney World?
Pardon me?
In Memphis or in Disney World?
No, I'm going to be at Disney World.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be at the studios on Friday.
Darn, I'm going to be in Memphis on Friday now.
Me too.
I'll be at the studios on Sunday there, Wayne. If I'm not sure of the time. Yeah, probably in the afternoon.
Yeah, I'll be there Friday afternoon.
No, Sunday. Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. I'm sorry. Sunday, I think we're going to be at Epcot, I believe.
Oh, okay. Cool. That'll be my only day over there. Unfortunately, my parents coming into town, so I've got to.
Unfortunately, my parents are coming into town, and I got to clean up.
Fortunately, they're not listening right now.
That's right.
Nice.
Well, I'm just curious. My parents are actually coming in with me. They've never been, and they're coming in from California. And we were there last September. And they wanted us to kind of show them around. I thought, well, if I could hook up with some of you, that'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, I know. Sunday's the only day it works for me, but I don't think any of you will be down there. Will anyone here be in Disney World this coming weekend?
Sorry, no.
No.
I'm taking a month off now.
Sorry, Wayne.
I've traveled enough.
Well, I was wanting to get in one of those free dinners you guys are always passing out.
Me too, Wayne.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, well, I enjoy your show. You guys are a hoot, and I'll be emailing you soon.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Michael.
Yes, sir.
We're a hoot. I like that. We're a hoot.
I've never been part of a hoot before.
2785939 is our phone number. Don't forget to visit us in chat, www.today.com. You go to the chat link over there. Lots of nice people in chat.
Well, Medina's there, so.
Yeah, well, most of the time. Poor Medina. He was so nice on the call. He didn't do anything bad, and he's already getting slammed.
Yeah, it's just the way things are. People are haters. That's all there is. It's because he's a Hurricanes fan.
We have our next caller on the line.
I'm
Orange
fan.
Speak with?
Dina from North Carolina.
Hey, Dina.
Hey, Dina.
Hey.
Where in North Carolina are you from?
Fort Bragg.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, nice.
Yes, we're military.
Go Tar Heels.
Thank you much. Thank you.
You're very welcome. We're going to Disney. We leave Tuesday for a week.
Cool.
And I'm taking my kids for the first time to the Halloween party.
Oh, good.
I need some advice. Never been before.
Well, I would recommend you should dress up, Dina. I really think it'll make it much more interesting for you. And don't feel awkward because, you know, you're an adult and, you know, isn't that really for kids? When you're in the park over there, you will feel perfectly at home. In fact, I think you feel more awkward not dressing up than dressing up. I think that it's definitely encouraged, adults and kids alike. It's certainly – it's a good opportunity to have a lot of fun. So I think that'll really lend itself to it. And also we've done a number of shows about – the Halloween party, and I just went on Tuesday, and before I went, Dina, I listened to some old ones, even from 2006, and you know what? They still hold up. So I would really recommend you take a listen to some of those. Mike Scopa has pontificated about the party many, many times, and certainly there's a wealth wow. of good information over there.
Okay. I mean, this is our first time going, and can we bring our own, like, trick-or-treat bags?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Because how old are you? We couldn't.
How old are your kids?
One of them will be turning 8 the day of the party on October 1st, and I have a 9-year-old. They're more excited than
me. So, Dina, this is Mike Scopa. Let me see if I can help you a little bit. Should I go on Thursday night?
Yes.
Okay, so here is my suggestion. If you are down there before Thursday, go to the Magic Kingdom and go into the City Hall and ask them for a brochure so that you can see what is going on during the party so that you can plan when you get there. When you get to the party, you want to get to the Magic Kingdom about an hour before the party starts so you can be there when it starts because you're paying a lot of money for a few hours in the Magic Kingdom. A few other things, what you want to do is you want to try and stay away from the attractions and try to enjoy all the benefits of what the party offers you, the shows and the parade. If you can stay for the second parade will be less crowded than the first parade. What you want to do is you want to make sure that you see the show in front of the castle. You'll be able to take some photos with some of the villains, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Take note when you get the brochure as to where the candy is and make sure that you go to all those places, especially Pooh's Playful Spot and is the Mad Hatter party still going on, Matt, this year?
Yes.
Yeah, I go to those.
Yeah, and really make sure you know what you're going to do before the party starts. When you walk into the Magic Kingdom on Halloween, on the night of the party, it will look far different than you've ever seen it before, and you're going to be just stunned when you see how things look on Main Street USA. It'll be awesome. So I hope you enjoy it, and make sure that you don't miss the fireworks. Pay attention as to when the fireworks will be taking place. Matt probably knows better than me. They're probably taking place around 9:30, Matt, maybe?
The yes. fireworks. Yes, 9:30.
Yeah, rather than 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. So just keep track of that. And if you have a watch with a lighted dial on it, that would be helpful too, because park is a little bit darker during the Halloween parties. But okay. that's a quick elevator.
So the bad thing is to stay away from the attractions, right?
Well, I mean, the thing
it's,
is
it's,
that
it shouldn't be,
a lot
it should
of
be
money.
The focus. Yeah, yeah, it shouldn't be the focus. Yeah,
you're paying a lot of money to go to the park for and so you don't want to waste your time. You want to enjoy the storytelling. You want to enjoy the parade. You want to enjoy the candy. You want to enjoy all the special things that you don't get during the regular park days, and really bring a camera too.
Okay.
I'm going to add just a couple things just because you said 8 and 9. You know, you can run to the stores and get the glow sticks. It's dark.
Okay.
You want to make sure you recognize your kids in the dark.
Yeah,
you know,
point.
Going on and putting a little glow stick on them, a little something on them might not be a bad idea. And kids love that kind of stuff to break them up and light them up. And I would have extra room in your backpack or your bag so you can dump the little bags of candy as they fill up. Okay. Because 8 and 9-year-olds are not going to want to carry them.
Bag.
You will be surprised at how much candy you get.
Yeah. Yes.
You won't need candy for a year.
My kids bought a bag from the Disney store, the Halloween bag, like a recyclable bag. Can they take that in?
Yeah, I saw families this year with like their own, like they had like a jack-o'-lantern kind of those plastic things to take candy in.
Okay.
I've seen that,
yeah.
So I can't imagine you'd have any problem with that, Dina.
Okay, Dan. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dina.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Hope she loves raisins.
407-278-5.
Is it raisins this year?
Oh, there's a lot of raisins. It's so annoying.
What?
Yeah, they give raisins. It's like the if they lived on my block, they'd get egged for that. But you know,
it's like what the little bags of carrots were inappropriate.
Matt's been raising heck with that. Get it?
We have our next caller. It's Kim from Pittsburgh. Grapes. How are you, Kim?
Hey, Kim.
Oh, not too good.
Uh-oh. Oh my God.
Kim, Kim, the files isn't working.
The files is working fine.
Oh, good.
The files is wonderful. It's the Steelers that are giving me the problem.
Oh, okay. That we can't fix.
Overrated.
Yeah, but
we'll be fine.
So Len.
Yeah.
Is the Venerable Book going to be coming out in Kindle?
It is, actually. So I talked to Bob about it last week. So the 2010 edition will definitely be out in Kindle form.
I see. It'll
probably, I'm thinking, he said like December-ish. So I don't know if that's... The issue is that the layout is different for Kindle books than for regular printing presses. We use a piece of software called Cork Express for doing layouts, but apparently the way that you lay things out on the Kindle, the pages are different. Also, there are no page numbers in a Kindle.
Yeah, that is the problem.
So when we say, you know, refer to page 250, you know, the chart on page 255, well, there is no chart on page 255. And so that's causing just a little bit of extra delay, so.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking I could carry it around on my iPod Touch in the park and just say,
I know, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, I thought it would be pretty cool. So, and I had a quick question for Annette. Do you think you're going to be continuing with the dessert parties? Because I'm coming in April, and I'd really like to do the dessert party.
They keep extending them out, and they've been very, very popular, so I'd be surprised if they didn't. But, you know, we wait and see. Those extensions keep coming out, so and they fill up quickly. So keep your eyes open for those.
Yeah, so you can have some eyes open. And unfortunately, I fall into the 180-day window as of October 27th. So that's going to be...
Oh, you didn't want to do that. You really didn't want to do that.
Unfortunately, I can't change my plans now.
Yeah.
Because I have, I'm running DVC points, so that's already taken care of, and I'm stuck.
I'm predicting, October 27th, the dining system's just going to crash.
I've heard that you can get on at like 3 a.m., so I'm thinking of setting my alarm for 2:30, so I'm awake enough at 3 that I can get on and do my ADR.
It's 6 a.m., isn't it?
It's 6 a.m., it's 6 a.m., and along with half a world, you'll be getting up and doing that. So it'll be crashed long before other people get up.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Kim.
Good luck.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And don't forget, our chat room is open, www.today.com. Over 100 people in chat. It's great. You can be part of it. Come join the fun. You know, basically, the role of chat is you're in there and you're discussing what we're discussing over here. And I know that a lot of times we go to the chat to get feedback on some of the topics that we're talking about. So, you know, it's always a great source. I really think it adds to the live show. So if you're listening, tune into the chat as well. I think it'll make it a far more interesting show than the live show already is to begin with.
Huh?
What's well, good luck with speed reading.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who's on the line with us?
Hi, this is Trevor from Richmond, Virginia.
Hey Trevor.
What trip to the English country?
Yeah,
it's
my first time calling in, being part of a live Woo! Show. So
cool.
Great.
Welcome, Trevor.
I have to listen to Mouse World Radio on my iPhone, too.
Awesome.
Hey, hang on a second, Trevor. That was a great line. Please say it again.
What trip through the English countryside is complete without a visit from a man named Trevor? Hello, Trevor.
Hello.
That's brilliant. I didn't even think of that. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions. We're actually coming down. We're staying at Port Orleans Riverside the last week of October.
Cool.
And thanks to touring plans, I got some news that there's maybe going to be a great deal released next week. And right now we have the free dining plan. Is it still, and Annette may know, is it still an opportunity to change that reservation if you're within like a 30 or 45 day period?
That's an interesting question. So hypothetically, so we're talking about the possible return of the buy four, get seven deal, right?
Correct.
Buy four, get three free.
Buy four, get three free, right.
I thought you were going, Lynn. I was waiting for you to continue on. You just stopped. You can't actually, have another code to see if it's going to adjust your price. Disney's always lovely. If you're within 45 days, you're paid in full. If that price goes down, they tend to charge you a change fee. If the price is up, they might waive it. So, but, you know, depending on how much you might would save, it doesn't hurt to check it, though. Our All agents right. will be, you know, as soon as the code comes out, our agents are checking it every which way they can to see what they can do to help, you know, our clients save money. So, yeah, we're good at that.
Okay.
Nice.
And I have another question. Based upon Scopa's recommendation, we're bringing down our daughter who's going to be about 2 years old.
So, yay!
Okay.
We're also bringing, my in-laws are coming along as well, and my father-in-law, he's going to be renting one of the electrical, like EVCs, I think they're called.
ECVs, yeah. Electric convenience vehicle. Yeah, smart move.
I'm just trying to think, like, for the ride swap scenario, how will something like that kind of work out if he's on one of those EVCs and we're trying to do ride swap?
So it should work exactly the same as if he's standing. I mean, it's not...
Shouldn't matter.
They've done it a million times. Just tell the cast member at the entrance to the attraction what you want to do. You won't have any problems.
Okay. And he just goes through the normal line, though, on the EDC?
Yep.
In some attractions, it varies from attraction
to attraction. Some attractions, it varies, actually. But pick up a guide when you get into the parks. It'll tell you. Actually, I think we have it on touringplans.com, too. If you go look at the individual attraction descriptions, we tell you what you have to do for handicap access for every attraction.
Great.
But check, get a guide when you're in the park, too, just in case something's changed.
Definitely.
Thanks, Trevor.
Thank you, everybody. You guys do a great job.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Trevor. Good luck.
Thank you.
407-278-5939. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Marietta, Georgia.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hello.
You have a lot of water over there, Elizabeth?
Fortunately, I don't, but have you guys seen the footage on TV?
Yeah.
Six Flags was partway underwater. It was crazy.
Wow, that looked
That was actually a divine act over there to put it out of its misery. But
yeah. I am not in Georgia.
No, yeah, really, Scopa.
I've been my whole life and I never go.
No blame, it's Scopa.
Not in Georgia.
Poor Mikey.
All right, well, I've got two questions for you guys.
All right.
The first is, are the Osborne lights open during evening extra magic hours at the studios?
Yes.
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 Oh, fantastic. And the next is, my parents are going with us on our trip in December, and I wanted to send them to a special steak dinner. And I was actually thinking about Shula's, but I haven't heard that much about it. So I was just wondering what your thoughts were on it.
One.
I like it better than Yachtsman. Yeah, I think it's perfectly appropriate. It's a huge amount of food. And it's expensive. Do your parents drink wine or alcohol with dinner?
No, not usually.
Okay. So the way it works at Shula's is like at Ruth's Chris as well, where you buy the steak and then you also buy the sides that come along with it. So you buy everything a la carte.
Gotcha. Okay.
I definitely like Shula's. The one thing I would say is most of those selections are probably big enough for two people to enjoy. And the desserts definitely are. So tell them that, you know, if they think that they each need to order an entree, a side, and a dessert, that's more food that they're going to know what to do with.
Okay. Yeah, my mom eats like a bird anyway, so she probably can just share with my dad, no problem.
So I'd say share a side, maybe even share an entree. I mean,
depending on what size steak they ordered or whatever.
I think they've got like a 20-ounce Kansas City strip that, I mean, it's got to be big enough for most people, yeah. But I definitely like Shula's. I like it better than I like Yachtsman. So I can't think of another good steak place on Walt Disney World property. Can you guys?
Actually, Mike Newell and I had a meal at Kona about 2 years ago, and we had a pretty good strip steak there. I thought it was almost comparable to Le Cellier.
I agree. Yeah, it was a teriyaki steak that I had that was really, really, really good. I was really impressed with it.
Really good, yeah. Yeah, they used to have the best teriyaki steak tips Kona. They had better than anybody. So that's another place. I mean, that was a couple of years ago. Yeah. One place I would not recommend is Great Britain, England, Rosencrown. Yeah.
Are the British known for their food?
I was told there by one of the waiters not to order steak there.
Yeah.
Oh, the waiter told you that?
That's funny.
Yeah, she said, you know, we have sirloin, but you never know what kind of sirloin you're going to get. So
That's a good sign not to eat it.
Yep.
Okay, well, great. Well, thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, good luck with your trip.
Have a great evening.
Great, thanks. 407-278-5939 is our number. Got another call right after Elizabeth, and we'll go on to this caller. Hi, who are we speaking with? You got to turn your radio down.
Hi, this is Joel.
Hey, Joel.
Joel.
How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, Joel.
Joel Turka, talking to your phone, not the radio.
The radio's down.
All right, there you go. Cool. What can we do for you?
We're on the radio? Wow.
On the radio?
I didn't know we were on the radio. I thought we were on the internet.
Let the man ask his question.
Anyways. how you doing, Joel? What you got?
Good. Hey, question for Len.
Yep.
When do you know if there's going to be an iPhone app coming out?
There is. So you mean for touringplanes.com?
Correct.
Yeah, so we're working on it now. It's a wait time application for lines. It should be out in the next, by the end of the year, let's say. When's your trip?
We are actually going to go this December, first time during the holidays. We're going 5th through the 13th.
Yeah, so send me a note. We'll give you access to it now. It's live now and you can use it now. We're just fine tuning some of the features on it. It's pretty cool though. So it does, you know, wait times and everything, but has some features that you won't see in any other application. Let's put it that way. And we'll but send me a note, len@touringplanes.com, and I'll give you access to it now.
Okay. And any ideas? This first time we're going to go to the very merry Christmas party. Any ideas or suggestions?
I think Scopa's advice on the very merry Christmas party, or on the not so scary, is works for very merry as well. You really want to see the things that aren't offered during the day,
right?
At the park. So that's the shows. That's the Mickey's Night Before Christmas. It's the parade. It's the fireworks. It's all the storytelling and stuff.
Yeah, a little bit more involved, though. I think that Len's right. I think that one of the things you want to do, Joel, is there's a show in the Tomorrowland. Oh, what's the name of that theater? There's a theater in Tomorrowland. It was the Night Before Christmas show.
It's such a supersonic celebration at Christmas.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, please. Joel, you want to go to that show? You want to go to the first show of the evening over there. That show is usually standing room only. Yeah, I think the first show is at 7:15 or 7:30. You want to get to that first show, get that out of the way, and then take care of the rest of the evening. There are two shows you want to see. You want to see Twas the Night Before Christmas, and you want to see I think it's something celebrating the season or something like that in front of the castle. You want to make sure you see those two shows. You want to make sure that you see the second parade, not the first one, and of course the fireworks. But you need to, very important to see that show in the Tomorrowland Theater as soon as you can.
Like, that theater's closed though. That's the issue. I don't know what they're going to do this year because they bulldozed that thing.
It's a parking lot.
Right. They could do it on the Stitches. They're going to do it on the Stitches stage, I'm sure.
Okay, that's the thing. I mean, just something to keep in mind.
You mean they're going to, Len, if they do it there, they'll have to have people. That place is, that is standing room only. They have,
I know, but it's at night.
They have an orchestra there. That wow.
It'll be at
Yeah.
Better than the parking lot, though. You know?
Well, maybe they'll take one more thing and they'll add $10 to the ticket. And just like everything else, you know, you get more for less.
Exactly.
Yep. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Very nice. Very nice.
It's on a soapbox now.
All right. Thank you, Joel, for that. Next call on the line. Mike, Newell, would you prefer a 6 or a 7?
6, please. Line 6.
Oh, line 6. All right. Go to line 6. Hello, caller.
Hello, humans.
How about 7?
Hello, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Nope. All right. Let's try the other line. That one didn't work out.
Try line 7.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi,
this is Mouse Kadude. How are you?
Hey, Mouse Kadude, how are you?
I'm great.
Actually, Mouth Kadood consists of me and my wife, and she has a whole bunch of questions.
Oh, boy.
Can I put her on?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure.
All right.
And that's the first time? Didn't you guys say this was your first live show?
Yes.
And they got through.
Twice.
Wow.
Awesome.
What can we do for you, Mrs. Mouse Kadood?
Oh, my goodness. This is awesome. Yeah, so it's a family username, so my husband thinks I need to get my own, so not to confuse people, but okay, so believe it or not, I've been to Disneyland twice, and this will be our, in December will be our sixth trip to Disney World. And we have never ridden Dumbo. We've waited in line, and we just, you know, when there's Thunder Mountain Railroad 10 to 15 minute wait, and Space Mountain, we just can't wait the 30 to 45 minutes for a Dumbo. So this year we do plan on doing the touring plans, Dumbo or Die plan.
Awesome.
So we're really excited about that.
You know, Dumbo was the last ride that I ever rode in Walt Disney World.
Really?
It was the one that I never. I mean, I was an adult. I was in my 30s, but when it was the last ride that for me to check off my list. Yeah. I mean, flying elephants are scary. Let's face it. I totally understand where you're coming from on this.
Yeah, I mean, I really wanted to, but it's just out of all the rides, it's the slowest moving. And my dad, actually, when I was a teenager at Disneyland, helped a kid who had got his head stuck between the bars, pry the bars apart to get the kid's head out. And
oh, tell your dad I said thanks. I was never able to.
Oh, tell
the therapy's gone really well. Anyway.
Right. Okay, so I have two questions. One that's always stuck in the back of my mind. Was whether or not they've ever done a refurbishment on the Animal Kingdom Tree of Life. It seems to be getting, in my opinion, a little dull. Not too bad, but if they do a refurbishment on it, do you know how they plan to accomplish it? I mean, that's a pretty monumental task.
You mean on the outside?
Yeah, the leaves. I think the body itself looks fine, but the leaves seem to be getting a little.
Yeah, the leaves. If you notice the in the colors, right, you could definitely tell that the leaves are. The leaves are a lighter shade of green than the rest of the surrounding landscape, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my understanding is that they're not painted leaves; that they're actually dyed, or the paint or the pigment is actually inside the leaves because paint would just fade.
Uh-huh.
So it's like when you know one of those countertops, the Corian countertops, where the color goes all the way through.
Right.
Same thing with the leaves. I don't know if they'd replace them. I think they're.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just think it would really be neat. I mean, it would be a huge task, and I think that if they ever have to do that, I just am so curious at how they're going to do it. But I guess we'll wait and see someday.
Have they done it at Swiss Filming Trams?
I know they've done a refurbishment, but I don't know that they've actually what they've done with the tree itself.
Yeah, interesting question.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to that. So my other question is, if anyone's ever done the Dine with an Imagineer, this is probably, we've done quite a bit at Disney World, and it's just never worked out with our schedule. So this year we have a reservation to dine with the Imagineer the day we leave. So it kind of ends our trip off with a bang. And I'm not quite sure what to expect. I don't want a spoiler, but I kind of want to know, and is this a good way to end our trip? Is it going to be worth the $60+ we're spending? And has anyone ever done it?
I haven't gotten a chance to do it yet. They only do it on weekdays. And it's never really worked after my trips, and it's a little pricey, but not terrible. I haven't heard anything bad about it. So you know what? Do me a favor, actually, and let me know how it goes. Send me an email about your experience with that. I'd love to hear about it.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
Great.
Thank you guys so much. It's so awesome to be able to call in and talk to you guys.
Thanks.
I made it through, and we love listening to your show.
Awesome. Thank you, Mouskadood. And
thanks,
okay. Mouskadood.
Do that.
Bye.
Do that.
407-278-5939 is our number. Let's go to Rick. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. So, how are you, Rick?
Oh, perfect. Thank you. Hi, Annette.
Hey there.
Hey. Hey. Great to hear you. I just wanted to comment. Just to get your feedback, I went to the State Fair of Texas today. I don't know if anybody there has ever had the opportunity to do that.
The State Fair of Texas. I imagine that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's fried butter, baby.
That's right. And I didn't
everything tastes better on a stick.
Yeah.
And fried.
It's just, I don't know. It seemed like I expected it to live up to some standard. It just couldn't. And I think that's kind of Disney's fault. They do what they do so well and consistently that nothing ever seems to live up to that. The closest I got was, and I went with a bunch of coaster geeks just like me, so we were there primarily for the thrill rides. And the one thing I did was pretty much Primeval World, just in a different theme.
Right.
The thing cost $6 for that one ride. Is that ridiculous?
Wow.
It's crazy. And, well, Mr. Scopa will like this. Very, very big surprises. I'm just walking down to go toward the center area of the fair. I happened to glance over my right shoulder, and there was selling Dole Whip. So,
Do I dare ask how much it was, Rick?
$3. Not that bad, really.
Not bad. Better than the $6 for Primeval World.
Exactly. But yeah, you just, you know, nothing's ever the same after you go to a Disney park. And
yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean, Rick. I mean, I'll go to, like, you know, sometimes you'll go every couple of years to, like, a Six Flags, you know, just to, you know, ride it in something. And you just realize very quickly why you don't go to Six Flags all the time and you do go to Walt Disney World all the time. The differences really stick out, especially when you go down, not to say that it's not to sound like a snob or anything, like down to that level. You know what I mean? When you lose the theming, you lose the service and everything that goes with it, and you realize that it's more than just rides.
Right, exactly. Yeah. It's a whole experience. And I'm glad to have something like a State Fair of Texas. Again, you know, it's good for the economy. There were a lot of people there, but,
right.
Now you just, and I should still be there by all rights. There, you know, there's parades and there's what I think is kind of a feeble attempt to recreate Illumination somehow. Of course, they're never ever going to do that.
Really?
I was just exhausted. I had to give it up.
Yeah. Well, thanks for checking in, Rick. Appreciate it. And I want to mention, of course, that we're through our first hour over here already at this live show. And I want to remind all of our listeners that our sponsor is AllEars.net, which is your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling, the special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 114,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And our phone number is 472-785-939. Plenty of time we have for your calls. We've had some great calls so far. And we're going to go and over to White Plains, New York, and we're going to talk with Phil.
Phil!
Oh, we lost Phil.
Phil
up. As I picked up, you hung up, Phil. Phil, try back again. Let's go back to the other line, and we have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Tim.
Hey, Tim. How are you?
Hey, Tim.
Sorry.
Hi, Define.
What can we do for you?
Well, I was. We're going to be in Disney World in December for the reunion. As it turns out, you got that on the week that we were going to be down there.
Cool.
And one of the interesting things I saw was that the events that you have planned, all at parks that are on touring plans, show up as a park to avoid that day. I just wondered if you did to try to cut your line quit.
That is a pure coincidence.
Busted. We're busted.
No one ever listens to me.
No one ever tells you anything either.
Yeah, apparently so.
Wait, I'm going in December?
Oh, I don't know if he is or not. Do you have a room?
What's this for you?
No, actually, I don't. Did I ask you about that?
He did. He did say that in the last show.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Thanks for ignoring me. See?
No, he did.
I told you.
He so did.
Wait, well, was that the same show where you cut me off, Mr. West?
Kanye.
I'll be over here in the corner.
Any other questions for us, Tim?
The other question that I had was that I noticed that on the crowd calendar, all of the days that are not Mickey's Very Merry are listed as high crowd days for the Magic Kingdom. Is that because people will flock there when they have the time, not for Mickey's Very Merry? Or is it just the artifact of the way the crowd calculator works?
So it's a little bit of both, actually, but that's a great observation. So what happens? What happens?
I think I leaned on the phone.
Yeah, right. What happens is Disney will extend park hours on days where there's no special event because the special event days, the park closes at 7. So that the park, the crowd calendar is biased a little bit towards longer hours in the park. But I think more people do go, actually, especially those people who don't buy the park hopping option.
Right.
Do go when the park's open later. So that it's a little bit of both. Good observation, okay. Though. Yeah, cool.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Tim.
That's all I had. That's all the questions I had.
Thanks.
407-278-5939 is our number. Next person is on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Rhonda Crabtree from Brooklyn, Ontario.
Hey, Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda.
How are you?
Outstanding.
So wait, Rhonda's calling us to help her? Nothing? Nothing? Come on.
There's some bad jokes on this. Monopoly and now Beach Boys.
Come on, that was pretty funny. Sorry.
Nice.
Help me, Rhonda.
Oh, God.
Through all 620 episodes and all the live shows. I've listened to nothing else for the last 6 months or so.
Awesome.
Ooh, cool.
And but one thing that I haven't come across, I had a car accident a couple weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
and now I've got a bit of whiplash.
Ooh, I hope you're sorry.
I'm just wondering if anyone knows, can I still go on the rides?
They're going to tell you no.
Yeah, a lot of the – any kind of mildly intense ride, they're going to say. There's certain rides, you know, if anyone has any neck or back injuries to avoid the rides. And certainly anything that's more than a mild movements like, you know, like Ellen's Energy Adventure, the Great Movie Ride, anything more than that I think is going to be too much for your condition. You don't want to aggravate that.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, that's too bad.
Luckily,
for years and then...
Yeah, I mean, Rhonda, they'll take advantage of it. I mean, you can still go down there and still enjoy your trip. Obviously, you can go on the slower rides like the Great Movie Ride. You can also take advantage of some of the things maybe you haven't done before. Explore the resorts. Take in some of the shows, some of the different street theater that goes on, be it the Citizens of Hollywood at the studios or the World Showcase Players in Epcot. You know, kind of
the
some
movies
of the things you haven't done before.
Yeah. The films and World Showcase, they're really worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. We're going to, after listening to all your shows, we're pretty prepared to do all that, too.
Cool.
So, and I was your first horseback rider. You answered my question a month or so ago.
Awesome.
Cool. So, okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rhonda.
Feel better,
thanks, Rhonda.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, feel better, please. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And Len, how did your book signing go, by the way?
It went really well. Thanks for asking. We had a bunch of people come from Raleigh, all the way from Raleigh, and a bunch of people from Greensboro. So that worked out really well.
Len, at the book tour, did you when you went over there, we were like, you know, no one rocks like Raleigh does. And then everyone
hello, Raleigh. I love it here in the great state of South Carolina. That's what I totally should have done.
What's this? It says no coffee.
I know. No coffee. Can you? I know. I screwed up the coffee. It's just a long.
Yeah, I'm glad you're taking credit for screwing that up.
I'm sorry.
Phil from White Plains is back on the line with us. How you, Phil?
Phil.
Hey, how you doing? How is everyone?
Phil.
Yeah, it's me.
Phil Connors.
We went to high school together.
You know,
Phil knows that. My mother and my mother were both mothers.
Groundhog Day.
Yes, well, anyway.
Anyway, how you doing, Phil? Baby, what's up? How's it going?
I wanted to see if you decided if you're going to do the Race for the Taste yet.
Oh, I'll tell you. After you and I did that little interchange on Facebook, I said, well, I gotta get down there. So I took a look, and unfortunately, that weekend is Columbus Day weekend, and
You're celebrating with your friends that know him well, Columbus.
yeah. Me and Chris go way back, but it just didn't. I mean, it was so expensive to go down there just for that. So I'm gonna turn it down. But you know what's funny, Phil, is that today I was going through some old stuff, and I found my Race for the Taste wristband that I wore for the last race. So I'm gonna miss it. But from what I hear, there may be something replacing it next year. You never know.
Yeah, did you hear anything yet? Did hear anything about them replacing it with anything?
I don't I don't think that they are going to let October go by, and Len alluded to something that might happen too, but I don't think they're going to let October go by without something, some kind of a event like that. I think that they're looking at possibly having a race event every 3 months down there. So you might see something in January, you see something in March or April, and then you're going to see something. You probably won't see anything in the summer. It's just too hot in the summer. But you'd see something in the fall, like September or October. So they may replace it with something. That used to be called the Disney 10K Classic, I think it was called. 10K? Yeah, 10K Classic. And then they replaced it with Race for the Tay. So I think they're looking to change it. So I think that it may be replaced. I think Race for the Taste is over, but there may be something replacing it next year.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so, because I need an excuse to get my wife to go down there. I'm always ready to go, but she's always making excuses why we can't afford it. But if there's a race for her to do, then I have an excuse to get her to go down. So,
Phil, you're going to do the half for the full? You're going to be running the half? You're going to be running the half marathon?
No. Actually, my wife just did the full marathon this past January.
Oh, wow.
And she's debating if she wants to do it again in 2011. She started a new job, so it's a lot harder for her to train.
Yeah.
So she's leaning more towards the half marathon now, but she's definitely going to do one of the two in 2011.
Okay, cool.
But, all right. Well, listen, keep up the good work, guys, and thanks for the
good
podcast.
Good luck with the race. Let us know how the race turns out.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Take care, Phil.
Take care, Phil.
And phone lines are open for you to call in and ask your questions. You know, lots of trips planned, looking into the fall and winter. And we have our next caller on the line, and it's the lovely Mary Jo. How are you, Mary Jo?
Oh, my gosh. How did you know?
I know all, tell all, see all. Seriously. And now you're flabbergasted. So what can we do for you?
I'm like stunned, seriously. What did it show up? Did it say Walgreens?
Now she thinks you're stalking her or something, Matt.
A little creepy.
Newell just spends his spare time indexing all our listeners' phone numbers. That's what he
exactly
does.
There aren't that many of them, so it's okay.
That's why when Medina calls, we could just ignore it.
Well, I'm glad that you answered.
There you go. Anything for you, Mary Jo.
Well, awesome. Well, hey, Lynn.
Hey, how's it going, Mary Jo?
Hey, good. Well, I thought I'd follow up with my question that y'all couldn't answer last week.
Okay.
The one we missed.
Don't think it's had more specific about that.
I know. She's talking about the photo pass.
Yes.
Yes.
Can.
Yeah.
See, Mary Jo, I listen to the show. I listen to our listeners.
You listen while you're actually talking and while the show's going on. By the way, Annette and I had a fabulous time in Disneyland.
That was a lot of fun.
That's why she's fabulous.
You went to Disneyland? No one tells me anything.
Annette's
on the
show.
And we went to the D23 Expo.
Yeah. When's Annette coming back on the show?
You know, who knows when I'm, anyway.
Who's this Annette anyway? I don't even know who she is.
Who are these people?
Well, anyway, the original question, which I asked maybe 4 or 5 months ago, having a little bit of time to research it myself.
Okay.
You can combine photos from Disneyland and Disney World on a PhotoPass CD.
Yes, we have many of our listeners emailed us, Mary Jo, after that and indicated that you can do that. And that's good to know. So we appreciate our listeners and certainly you calling in and letting us know about that.
Well, you actually have to pay the Walt Disney World price, which is a little bit more. The Disneyland price is $59.95 plus $7 shipping. And as of June 16th, the Walt Disney World CD is $149.95. If you pre-order it, it's $99.95. So,
okay. Good to know.
Just so you know.
Thank you, Mary Jo.
You're welcome. It was great talking to you all. I'm here at work, so it's kind of nice to get in on the phone call.
There you go. It stinks that you have to work on Sunday night.
Yeah, it stinks. Lynn, are you running the marathon in January?
I am, are you?
I'm actually doing Goofy.
Oh, wow. You're crazy. I mean, yeah, it's great for you.
You're just Goofy.
I guess I
should rephrase. I'm attempting to do the Goofy.
I bought a water belt for this year's attempt, so we'll see how it goes.
Cool. That is a good idea because I don't want to see you
I don't want to see you in the position I saw you last year in. On the fetal position on the bridge.
If I had a nickel for every time someone said that to me.
Are you doing the full or are you doing the half, Len? Are you doing the full or the half?
I'm doing the full.
Oh my God. I have faith that you're going to finish with flying colors this year.
Thank you so much. And thanks for checking on me last year, too. I really appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome.
So.
Well, and maybe this time you won't diss me for dinner.
Take a number, Mary Jo. Take a number.
Oh, yeah, snap.
I tried to buy him dinner at California Grill.
I know. My schedule is just insane when I'm there. It's like Scopa's. I just can't. I can't.
You're such a busy person.
I'm trying to pack in so much to work.
Might I suggest that Mike Newell is readily available, Mary Jo.
Okay.
And I'll actually listen to you, Mary Jo, so unlike
that's
these
right.
guys.
Well, ask Annette. I'm on a fun dinner date, aren't I not?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Dinner, and then we did a couple of rides around Disneyland. So
yeah.
There you go. All right. Maybe next year. Maybe. You're going to feel like going out after your 5K half marathon.
Right. Okay, well, I'll let y'all go.
Thanks, Mary Jo.
Thanks, Mary Jo.
Bye, Mary Jo. Take care.
Bye.
That is
407-278-5939 is our phone number. We have our next caller. It's Amy from Kentucky. Hi, Amy.
Amy?
Hi!
Don't say it.
If she mentions Mangello, kick her off.
You're done.
You're Toast. Gone.
Who? Mangello?
Like the soup boxes over here.
Be careful what you say, Amy.
Than to do that. It was a joke, you guys. I wasn't really going to call in and ask for Lou Mangello.
Ah, kick her out. She's gone. She mentioned it.
Done.
Click.
No.
Beetlejuice.
Look, now she's trying to giggle at Masayo. We get the giggle going.
I know. I can't do it. Okay. So I have
You knew that anybody who came in and mentioned Mangello, we were going to be short with. You knew that, right? That was hitting below the belt. Below the belt.
Sorry.
So I have a totally random thing to report it on. When I was at Disney World last week, I took along my little light-up pins. Do you remember those pins that they had during the 100 years of, I think 100 years of magic, they called
yes.
it? It was like 8 years ago, and they were these big, thick pins that you put on, and they were supposed to interact with the rides and light up at different times.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they still work. Like they
really?
Still interact after all this time because my pin, I put new batteries in my pin. I was like, I came across it and I thought, hey, you know, it's not going to take up any extra room or anything in the bag. I'll just wear it and see what happens. It still lights up in Ellen's Energy Adventure and on the TTA and like in all these different places. So it still works after years and years.
Hmm.
Awesome.
That's totally random. And I went to Beaches and Cream for the first time. And I got a No Way Jose, and I wore my birthday button.
No way.
They brought me a balloon, and then another button. Yeah, they did the
Jose.
No way.
Yes, way.
That's awesome.
Did you eat the whole thing?
I did not eat the whole thing. I was a wimp. I couldn't eat it all. But
cool.
Yeah,
nice call.
A lot of fun birthdays given to me.
Thanks, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
You are, and I'm supposed to ask.
Too bad. Don't do it.
Oh,
happens to the best of us.
Wow.
I feel so bad. Amy, please call back.
Oh.
We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Jay from North Carolina.
Hey, Jay.
So I wanted to see if I could do an introduction like Scopa does.
All right.
Cool.
Would that be all right?
Like me too. I mean, yeah, that'd be great.
All right. You ready?
Muppets. Yes. Muppets. Right. No.
Por favor. You ready?
Good.
Por favor, manténgase alejado de las puertas.
Spanish Muppets.
Good.
Spanish Muppets.
Medina in front of the TTA.
Quite possibly. So I'm standing right now at Fort Wilderness. We're down here and we're excited. This is the first time I've ever called, and I was just so excited to give you guys a call. We shoveled the kids into the bed, and so I just wanted to call and tell you most of all Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I think I speak for everybody because everything is so much better with your wisdom. So it's a huge, huge deal. I got major compliments from family members over every detail that looks like I'm brilliant, but I'm not. I just listen to you guys. If every sort of detail, every just getting every single thing right. One of the ones that I was really appreciative of is Lynn's little trick of putting an extra person in line, back to little boys in Dumbo and Aladdin and things like that. That works. That's just awesome. It's fantastic. Awesome. So, just huge deal. And so I did it with integrity. You know, we didn't cheat and all that. But that was just fantastic. That was really, really great. And so one of the other things I wanted to mention that was that we watched Spectrum Magic last night, and I had to get seats at Main Street an hour and 40 minutes ahead of time. And wow. I was unbelievable. Unbelievable. I wanted to get about four curved seats, and they were already filled up at the Hub an hour and 40 minutes ahead of time. And so it was funny that I felt a little stupid sitting there, but then there's like 700 other stupid people sitting there on the curb too. So we just had fun chatting with each other. It was actually really fun. So, but I just wanted to call and tell you guys that we all love you and we're grateful and we really, really appreciate the time you put into it because it really makes this a blast for all of us. So thank you. And I will say one last thing. We did eat at Pico's Bill's yesterday. Just want you to know that's for you, Matt.
Where's that?
Thank you.
So that's all. I just want to call and tell you thanks.
Awesome. Well, thank you for listening. We appreciate that you enjoy the show.
You bet. Absolutely. Y'all take care.
Awesome. Right, thank you. Bye.
Have fun. Cool.
And we have our next caller here. Hi, who are we speaking with?
It's Martin McIntosh.
Hey, Martin.
Hey, Martin.
Hey. Oh, hey, I was calling to say, number one, just had a trip in August. Everything we planned from the, from touringplans.com. And, it was awesome. And
thanks.
I had to say thank you guys for all of your help and everything just worked out to a T. The fireworks show's awesome. And I had one follow-up question about our trip, something that didn't work out quite right.
Sure.
What's going on in 2010?
Wait, sorry, I didn't hear. What was the first part?
Oh, I said everything worked out great, but I had a follow up question and
Oh, we got cut off. Oh, so sorry, Martin.
No, I think he's listening to the radio. I can hear the radio in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's too bad. It got cut off. You mean the internet Newell is just it's just not predictable, is it?
That Al Gore.
Yeah.
The internet's
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Phone lines are before you. And
what happened with that, really?
No, that was it. I think he and Amy are on the same goal, I think. Maybe the same internet provider, if you get my drift.
Oh.
407-278-5939. Don't forget, our chat room is open. You can go to WDWTOday.com. And click on the chat link over there, and that'll bring you right into our chat. Lots of people in there talking about some things. And certainly if what's happening, perhaps with some people not making much sense, the chat room makes up for you. You'll understand a lot of these jokes that are going on. So check it out right there. We've got our next caller on the line. Hi, who's calling?
Hello.
Brian.
Hey. Yeah.
I can recognize your voice.
It's Brian Thompson of Pennsylvania.
He's in Disney right now.
We're actually... Yes, we are. We're walking around the World Showcase. Just got finished with Illuminations.
Awesome.
Nice. My wife's here, the baker.
Awesome.
Hi, boys. Hi, guys.
Okay. Hi, Laura.
Everybody says hi. it's been a beautiful week. A little warm, but we had a good time.
Nice.
And, you're not getting any sympathy from me, Brian. Scopey, you're not getting any sympathy from me. You're in Disney World. Oh, it's hot. Oh, poor baby.
Well, we miss you guys. Actually, yeah. No, Scopey, we didn't miss you. Whatever.
Thanks.
But we are staying in an intrigue resort. So, for the first time.
Is Janine with you?
Oh.
Alas, I heard Laura. I heard her.
Hey,
Brian. Hey, Brian, take a walk on the bridge tonight. It's a good bridge. Just don't jump off.
Okay, we can consider doing that. Go over to the abandoned side.
Oh yeah, that's a good That's a good trip.
We just wanted to call and say hi. We were listening to you for a little bit before it got too loud with fireworks and stuff, but...
That's awesome.
How are the crowds, Brian?
Not too bad. Len was pretty much right on with his crowd calendar. And I think I'll put that on official guide. But it was all in all pretty pleasant.
Good. How was your stay at Boardwalk?
What's it?
How was your stay at the Boardwalk Resort?
Boardwalk is great. Comfortable, spacious, and of course you have the convenience. Walk to Epcot. Walk to the studios if it's not as hot as it's been.
What's your favorite thing about the Boardwalk other than the convenience and the closeness?
Favorite thing about the Boardwalk. Other than that.
Everybody says that.
I like the way the resort's laid out. I like being able to walk right downstairs, go to Jelly Rolls if you want to, or...
Yeah.
Just across the lake, the beaches and cream.
Good point. Okay, cool.
And you always have that...
This is Mike. Are you listening to the show on the Mouse World radio app?
Yes.
Yep. Coming out pretty good?
Yeah, it was.
That's pretty cool.
Actually, funny thing was, we had both had it on our iPhones, and it was about 2 seconds apart as far as the feed, but it was nice and clear.
Good.
And it's a winner. You can keep it.
That's great.
Great. Thanks, Brian.
So, not a problem. You guys have a good night, and we'll catch up with you all later.
You too, thanks, Brian.
Say hi to Laura.
Bye-bye. Okay. Say hi to Laura. Yeah. Bye-bye.
We will. Bye-bye.
Take care.
See, now Brian has a very reliable internet connection, Newell. I mean, I don't understand why some people just can't stay on the calls with us.
It didn't even drop out one bit.
That's right.
And he said all the right words.
That's right. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Kim from Maryland.
Hey, Kim.
Hey, Kim.
Ooh. I didn't expect to get in. There's a delay on the Mouse World Radio, so I'm still answering a question that I just kept ringing and surprised me.
Hoo-ah! Wow. A little delayed, but you get it.
Nice.
Had a couple of questions for you guys. I'm trying to plan a Halloween weekend trip, and I wanted to balance that. It's the weekend before my birthday, but there's no availability the weekend of my birthday, so I'm going the weekend before.
Okay.
And I'm trying to give you guys a couple of scenarios, hoping you can help me pick what's the best. Going to be there Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, leaving early Monday morning, so I won't try to do anything on that day. So
what days?
I'm sorry, the Thursday the 29th.
Okay.
Friday through Sunday, I'll leave Monday morning the 2nd. Right now, I have two reservations for California Grill, one Thursday night, one Saturday night.
Okay.
And I'm trying to sort of figure out what nights are the best nights to do things and what days are the best days to do things. I have a reservation at that Wishes dessert party on the 30th. And we're thinking about on Sunday the 1st going to the party because you can still get tickets for that.
Right.
And I wanted to have a couple of opportunities to be in the Magic Kingdom, but now I think we're in Halloween overload there. And so I don't wanted to know, is it too much? What would you guys do? That sort of thing.
So you're looking at Halloween weekend at Walt Disney World, and you're trying to figure out which night would be best to go or if the first is just not going to be a good option?
Right. So I've got, I know they're not going to do the parade. They won't do that, like instead of Spectrum Magic or something like that coming up. But for example, on Friday the 30th, there's no party that night.
Uh-huh.
So we thought we'd do the dessert party and be in the Magic Kingdom, but is that going to basically be, are they going to do regular wishes that night or Hollow Wishes, do you think?
I would think it'd be regular wishes on a non-party night. It's only in Christmas week there where they do they'll show the Christmas wishes edition on that last week leading up to Christmas.
Okay.
But I don't think they do it for
They don't do it.
Yeah, they do it for. I don't think they do it for Halloween.
That's really, really good because my best friend loves Wishes, and I happened to watch Hollow Wishes from Bay Lake Tower the first night they did it this Labor Day weekend. And
oh, really?
I think they'll like it, but it's not Wishes.
Yeah, exactly. That's so the 30th might be good for you for Magic Kingdom then.
Right, so that would work. And then for a trip this short, I bought an annual pass this year.
Good.
We're going to have 1, 2, 3.5 days.
Yeah.
Do you think it's worth it for us to park hop, or should I just try to keep us in the same park every day? Because my friends are coming with me. They are not going to have, they're going to have to buy tickets.
How many friends?
2 friends so far.
So, I mean, and have they been to the parks recently?
No. One, not in a really, really long time. The other one, her first time was 3 years ago with us.
Oh, so you could probably spend an entire day. Like, I mean, Friday the Magic Kingdom, you should be fine for an entire day. What was your Saturday plan?
Saturday, I don't have anything absolutely planned yet. I was thinking probably Epcot, since it's Food and Wine that weekend.
It's a great option.
And then Friday, I thought maybe the morning in Animal Kingdom, and then the afternoon we might go back.
See, it's a lot of money to spend just for park hopping that one day.
Yeah.
Why don't you go to the Animal Kingdom on Sunday?
I guess we could do it that morning. And then we have the tickets for the party because you don't need...
Exactly. Yeah, see, there you go. Not coincidentally, but those are actually the 3 recommended days for on the crowd calendar as well.
Oh, yeah, I've got that.
Yes, that would work out well. So you got we're already recommending the Magic Kingdom on the Friday. We're already recommending Epcot on the Saturday, and the Animal Kingdom on Sunday, and that would work out really well with your trip. So,
right, so it would be Magic Kingdom on Friday, Epcot on Saturday,
Animal Kingdom, and then finishing up the Magic Kingdom, right?
That'd be perfect. I'm trying to figure out how to do this without park hopping.
So that would be right there, and it works out with the crowd calendar too. So I mean, everything worked out for you on the trip. Cool.
I'm going to have to give up one good ADR for it, but I can live with it.
What's your ADR for?
Le Cellier on the Friday. It was the only time.
I'll take it.
But I'll live.
It's just a steak. I mean, come on.
Right. I'll live.
You could see if you can make something at Kona. This way it's not that far of a trip. And Kona's a lot of fun. Do you guys like sushi at all?
I do. And I love their lunchtime fish tacos are.
Dude, have you been to the sushi bar over at the Polynesian?
I haven't. You know, we stayed.
Oh, it's fabulous. Oh, go! It's fun.
Okay, and we all like sushi, so that'll work.
There you go. So what time is your reservation? I might be open that weekend.
I gotta have to make it for me now.
Yeah,
but I'll shoot you a message on Facebook.
It's Halloween. I can't go. Oh, rats. Darn it. Anyway, all right, but have fun. It'll be good.
All righty. Did anybody ask? Because I just joined the call late. How was Greensboro?
Greensboro was a lot of fun. We had about 25 or 30 people show up for the book signing.
Nice.
There's a lot of people from Raleigh. A lot of couple folks. A lot of folks from Greensboro I hadn't met before. And Danny came by, who's been on the show before, former cast member.
Danny.
It was good. It was good. He had to go right back to work. He actually came between work shifts, which is really nice because he drove an hour and a half.
Wow.
That's an hour and a half drive.
Wow. I know. I appreciate all the people who drove an hour and a half from Raleigh and then had to go back and do other things. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And then there was some that didn't. So sorry.
And then there's some that just didn't. Yeah. So anyway, but that was great. Yeah, thanks for asking.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. It really helped.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a good trip.
Yoo-hoo.
407-278-5939 is our number. And we've got our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Trish and Tyler from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Hey, Trish. Hey, Tyler.
Hey, Trish.
Hey, we have a question for you. We originally booked our December trip with our Mouse fan travel agent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we booked it for 8 days and then decided to add an extra day at the beginning. So I called Disney just to get one night at POR. And ended up getting 4 nights at the $96 rate.
Uh-huh. Really?
So now I have I have four nights with Disney, and I have four nights with my travel agent.
Uh-huh.
And Disney is saying that maybe I'm going to have to check out and check back in and move rooms. Both reservations are at POR. So I wondered if you guys had any tips or tricks to how I cannot have to change rooms.
You will have to, well, how it stands now, you're definitely going to have to check out and check back in.
Okay.
You can let your agent know about your reservations that you have. If you give it to the agent, then she can take care of making sure that one is linked with the other and can work with that front desk so that the room assigner realizes that the reservations are the same.
Okay.
That you're staying. It can't say that it won't happen, that you won't have to check out, but it definitely is easier if it's all kind of linked together.
Right.
Nice and compact, I guess is the best way to put it.
Well, it saved us like $130, so it was, I guess, worth the hassle.
Right. And, you know, it is sometimes worth the hassle to have to, you know, do part of a package one way, do room only. We have clients that do that a lot, where they'll do the dining plan for maybe a few days and then do room only.
Right.
So you have to deal with it every once in a while, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. There is that risk of having to change rooms.
And then my second question is, we're leaving the day early, because of our flight schedule. And the Tuesday, the second day of our trip, then is the Very Merry Christmas Party. And we're wondering if you guys have any opinions on which night is the best night to go. The options while we're there are Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Tuesday.
Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday.
Tuesday would be the best. Wouldn't you get a possibility of a disc done on a Tuesday night?
I'm not sure. I just think Tuesday would be a good idea, just overall.
No.
You'd have to look at the dates, though, for the discounts.
What days again? What are the dates of travel?
November 30th through December 8th.
I'm looking at
the crowd calendar on that Tuesday, I think, is a 4.
Yeah. Tuesday, Thursday, or Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
I'd have to go with the 4 day. I'd have to go with the Tuesday.
Now that Thursday is the 10th, and I know there's a special meet being held
on
that
the 10th.
Night. On the 10th.
We leave the 8th.
Oh, well,
yeah.
She's stuck in the other Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Stuck in the other Thursday.
I still like the first.
I agree. I go with Tuesday.
The first. Okay. Great. Thank you guys so much. We love your show.
Great. Good thank one. You for thank calling. You.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks, Trish. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We have our next caller on the line. It's
the Canoe Matt and Tyler, too.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, guys? And
hey.
How's everybody doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, I got a question for you guys. Due to some recent predicaments that I've had, I'm actually going to need an ECV down at the parks. And I'm actually going to need two of them.
When, and so it's not for me.
Yeah, I'm going to be surfing through the entire place.
You know, whatever.
But, you know, I've heard that they can get, or that the parts can run out of them later on in the day. And I'm wondering if it's easier for me to just get them from somewhere off property and then bring them with me because I'm staying in Old Key West and then just transporting them to the parks every day just to make sure we have them.
That's an idea, actually. It's not a bad idea. I've never heard of getting one from off-site, though. Is it just as easy? Do they drop them off, like, at the front desk for you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it's cheaper, too.
No, there you go.
Yeah, go for it. Why not? What do you got to lose?
I didn't know how bad the travel would be on the Disney transportation to the parks with them.
They're totally used to it. If you're using the bus, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're totally used to it. I wouldn't even worry about that. It's just an extra 5 or 6 minutes while they secure it on the, secure it on the bus and stuff. But other than that, you'd be absolutely fine.
Okay.
Yep, we recommend Walker Mobility, a lot of our clients. So, check them out and see what kind of rates you can get with that.
All right, definitely. All right, well, have a good night, guys.
Thank you,
cool.
Matt.
Thanks. Good luck. Sorry to hear about the injury.
407-278-5555. 5939 is our phone number, and still time to for your calls, for your questions. Looking forward to trips later this year, maybe even 2010, perhaps. This will be the time for you to call in with your those questions and get them answered. We've got lots of great questions so far this evening, and on a variety of topics, ranging really nothing. Repeating itself. You know, a lot of unique questions here. Lots of things we haven't even touched upon in a while or even at all. So, you know, this is why we do these live shows. Certainly glad that we can have these. And don't forget that you can join us in our chat room. Go to WDWtoday.com and click the chat button over there, and that'll bring you into the chat room. And we're having a lot of fun in the chat over here with everyone in there. And don't forget you can watch the webcam, which is over there. So lots of fun things going on over here. Let's go to our next caller. And we have this person on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Hey, Masayo.
Hi. Yay, I made it.
What a surprise.
Hello, everybody.
Good. How are you, Masayo?
Hi. I have a question about the reunion for the December.
Okay.
I read the article about the Great American Adventure live show for those who booked with Amy Imus Fun Travel will have an opportunity to buy a little bit earlier than general public, and when will that happen? Is that, will we get an email or so to buy the ticket?
Annette?
Mm. We are...
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I'm not doing good, as usual.
No, we just recently we got on the phone, finalized this event, and we're going to be bringing it out soon. Those that have booked the packages with us, we're going to be contacting those with MEI. You get a 24-hour. It's not a huge lead, but we're going to give you a 24-hour window ahead of everybody else to book that event.
Nice.
So just a small little window. So I can't tell you exactly what day because that hasn't been decided yet.
So we need to wait a little bit more, but we will, those who book with MEF Mass Fun Travel will have an 24 hours advance chance.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Great. But
don't worry about it, Masayo. Even if it were to book up without you, we would sneak you in. Newell would we would just he wouldn't even come to the show. We'll just have you come instead. It's worth it, really.
That's right.
So now Masayo has to record the show.
I hope so. Electronics. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Now you got to work, Masayo. So, but you'll be there.
That's right. Careful what you wish for.
Looking forward to the kakigori meet. Yay! Yay for kakigori! I really, really hope that weather will be just fine for kakigori, because having kakigori in a cold, damp day doesn't sound good. Does it?
It's probably just as good. As long as you're there, Masayo, it's just as good.
Cheer up,
will you?
Duel, stop playing the Masayo laugh loop.
I have to make one now.
We didn't even know we had we have a Masayo soundboard now. Wow.
The Newell keeps on playing it over and over again.
See, everybody thinks she calls in. They have no idea that it's just the...
Saki must be good over there, huh?
Early in the morning at that, too.
Saki for breakfast.
Very good. All right, Masayo. We'll see you in December. We're very excited.
Yeah, and I have one more question, if it's okay.
Anything for you.
Yeah, and this is the September live show. And do you know when will be the October live show? Will that be on October 25th?
Typically, it's the last Sunday. We have to finalize it, but it looks like that'll be the day.
If that October show will be on October 25th, then... I might not be able to call in.
What?
because I will be in Disney World then.
Yeah. You could still call in. Brian called in.
Go to Matt's house.
Other people call in from Disney World.
Yeah.
So that's,
it won't be as expensive to call.
That's true, too.
I will be having my first dinner at the Germany restaurant. I don't know how to pronounce that. Yeah.
Beer garden.
That night.
It's
Sunday
beer
night.
Garden?
Yep.
Yeah. That's it.
And she's asking Matt for pronunciation.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Oh.
The Beyer Garten. Beyer Garten.
The beer kitten. Beyer Garten.
Or whatever. Germany restaurant.
Could you imagine? Wow, that's just like...
Cool. But anyway, thanks for taking my call again. And I love your show very much. I believe you all know that.
Thank you, Masayo. You're
thank
the best.
Masayo.
Thank you.
Bye, Masayo.
And see you safe travels.
In December. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Bye.
407-278-5939 is our number. Always fun with Masayo on the line. We'll move on to our next caller. Hi, who's calling?
Hi, who's cutting the grass?
Hey, Dan.
Dan? Yes.
Hey, Dan, what's up?
It's at 9 for calls.
Just leaving Magic Kingdom on Maybe Today Men at Studios.
Nice.
This is Dan.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I met Dan earlier this morning at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Him and his family were very nice.
Is he on the Jungle Cruise?
Yes, we had a great. We had a nice time meeting you today. I just wanted to call and say that we watched Wishes. That was spectacular this evening.
Great.
And I figured I had to give it a shot. Almost 10 o'clock, give you guys a call and just check in. And
Dan,
we had a blast.
I know you've only been here very recently. You just got here this morning. But what's been the highlight of your trip so far? What's been something that's interesting that's happened to you today in the parks that stood out?
My daughter, we got to meet Buzz and Woody today at the studios, and my daughter last week has been watching Toy Story nonstop, and just to see her eyes light up when she saw Buzz and Woody today.
That's awesome. Great.
Nice.
Yeah, she had a blast, and my son, he's been playing with the Toy Story soldiers, and then we got to see meet a soldier walking down the street at Pixar Place. He had a ball with that.
That's great.
That's been the highlight so far. Like I said, we've been here since today. We're here until Saturday, and we're looking forward to having a blast Tuesday when we go to the Not-So-Scary Halloween party.
That's great. Well, I know you got a great trip lined up for you, Dan, so enjoy.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Dan.
Hi, Dan. Have a good night.
407-278-5939. And Mike Newell, you know, it's really disappointing that on last Wednesday's show, I had put out a message that if any of our listeners wanted to ask me what was going to happen in 2010, that I would graciously answer it for them. And we haven't got anyone who's willing to do it.
No.
You believe that?
No, they want to talk about that other show that's on, but they don't, you know, they don't want to talk about that, so... I say,
can we really tell him if Mr. Testa has no idea what we're talking about?
Well, that wouldn't be much of a change.
Well, let him tell him.
407-278-5939. Just a few minutes left in this live show, and we were always a play. We always have so much fun on these live shows, and we're great. We're glad that so many of you were able to join us this evening and join us not only calling us but in the chat room as well. So lots of fun going on over there, and. Glenn, I sincerely hope that on our next live show that you'll be in a better mood given the state of a certain Pennsylvania team not doing so well.
I know, it's killing me.
Man, but you know, hockey season is just around the corner.
Woo!
Sounds thrilled.
So that, chill
we'll
out.
That as an audio bit.
It's great.
Chill out. Yeah.
Wow, he's really taking this hard.
Yeah. You know,
you guys won the Super Bowl last year. I mean, it's okay.
Yeah. I know that I need to be more realistic. We've won two of the last four, right? It's just, I mean, the Hurricanes, I thought the Hurricanes would do better this year. I thought they had a shot against Virginia Tech. I'm a little bit more disappointed by that. But, I mean, the Steelers, in college football, you can lose maybe one game a year and still contend for the national title. Pittsburgh can lose, you know, five or six games and still win the Super Bowl. So I'm not as worried. I think the Steelers just the last couple of weeks, they've, I don't know. People who are logging in right now probably think they joined Sports Talk, but the Steelers have given away the last two games, and it's uncharacteristically sloppy play for them.
All right. Mr. Scopa, can you tell our listeners about what they can expect to see in an upcoming All Ears article from yourself?
Let's see. As a matter of fact, I had an idea the other day of what I was going to write, and it's on the tip of my tongue, and I can't think about it. Oh, yes,
incandescent lighting.
No, indoor plumbing. I'm thinking about doing something to do. I'm going to call it Disney Decadence.
Ooh.
Disney Decadence. So that'll be on the next newsletter down the road. But I'm right in the middle of writing some interesting, I hope interesting blogs on a couple of running blogs and maybe my regular Scopa Towers blog. So, stay tuned. You never know.
Nice.
It's not a lot of people know this, but every time he says the word Scopa Towers, I get a nickel. Anyway, go ahead.
Ka-ching.
Ka-ching. Ka-ching. What can we, Mike, what can we expect after this live show here on Mouse World Radio?
We're going back to regular broadcast after this.
Broadcast.
I got some things to do.
Oh, okay. All right. Very good.
I can't be spinning too
much. What can we expect from you in Mouse Fan Travel?
Let's see. Oh, from Mouse Fan. I thought from me, I was going to say I'm heading down for a bowl of ice cream when this is over, but.
Hey, I'm coming over.
No. For anybody that wasn't able to book last week, Hey Alaska starts opening tomorrow morning for those silver and those that have never sailed. So, you know, well, what your MEI agents will be doing tomorrow morning.
Mouse to do it again. Hey. Matt keeps saying that nobody wants to call and ask about 2010, but it's on fire on the board.
Click.
We're dying to know about 2010. What's going on?
I really wanted to hang up on him, Newell, but who? I just couldn't do it.
Who is it? I don't even know who is it.
This is Mouse Dude again.
Oh, dude.
It's his first time.
It's his first show. I really can't hang up on him.
I know. We don't know him well enough to abuse him just yet.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We wanted to listen again, you know.
You know what I should do, Mike, is I should make the announcement. Just I'm about to do it. You should play. That's the end of our show. Dog.
So what's the deal with 2010, guys?
What about next year?
It's next year.
I don't
year.
Know. It's like this big, mega, huge rumor. Everybody's freaking out about it. What's going on with 2010?
What rumor?
Right, well, I will spill the beans on the event, but. I will just give you a hint. Well, it's not really a hint. It's really is the event, but.
Let's end the show and just tell the dude on the phone and we'll shut off the show.
You and we'll hang up, but we'll end the show.
And he can tell everybody in the chat room.
Okay. You guys tell me and then I'll tell everybody in the chat room.
Yeah, right. Don't tell anyone else.
Tell them. Don't tell anyone else. We got to tell you as a secret. Okay.
Here we go.
Okay,
I'm going to turn the show off. Go ahead. Hold on. Now, when we come back, just pretend that we told you. Go, wow, what a great idea!
Okay,
and we're back. Right. What a great idea!
Wow, what a great idea, guys!
I know it's gonna rock, isn't it?
I can't wait.
Okay, all right.
All right, now here's the deal. Because you called in, I appreciate you calling and being a good sport. In March of 2010.
Wait, I gotta mark my calendar.
Write this down. Hold March 2010. March, you got 2010. That?
Yeah, I got it. March 2010.
All right. Annette, do you have the dates on it? I know it's the weekend of the Princess Half Marathon. Do you know the dates of that off the top of your head, Annette?
Yeah, wait a. Just spring it on me. March 5th? Is it the 5th?
5th.
Wait a minute. I'm flipping. 5th through 7th. Yep.
5th, okay, 5th
through
7th.
Got it.
It is going. We are inviting all of our listeners. So that includes you, Mouse Dude, and the Mouse Dudette.
Rock.
to join us for Tent Fest.
For Tent Fest.
Tent Fest.
We're gonna take over the Fort Wilderness.
We had the tent event last year, and this year we're gonna do the Tent Fest, and you're all invited to join us over there. So we'll
tent
have details.
Fest at Fort Wilderness.
It's all coming later.
We've lost our minds.
No, dude, you found your mind. That's so cool. Tent Fest at Fort Wilderness. I like it.
Yes.
Now, look at that. He's really liking this. I'm glad he's excited.
We can have a toilet papering contest, you know, mess up each other's pants.
Well, can I?
Are you going to hand out free Segways?
We're camping and we've got Segways? That just doesn't seem right.
Just between me and you.
You got to have Segways.
We've got some fun things planned, and we have a very, very exclusive event planned. It's going to be a lot of fun. So much fun that it almost killed two of our listeners in order for us to plan this event. Isn't that right, Noel?
That's right, and one of them is still mad about it. She brings it up to me every time. She still brings it up to me.
So that's the big news there, and we're going to have a lot more information on that. That's going to be coming up soon.
Yeah, so everyone has to go. They're going to have to wait for the second part.
Yeah, the second part of it.
Well, you know, we were all freaking out over here, but you guys have totally redeemed yourselves.
All right, very good.
By saying that we will sleep in a tent, how does that redeem yourself?
And if you like that, you're gonna like the other thing too. So everyone's
the other thing.
Yeah, the other thing's pretty cool, but you're gonna have to wait now.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to wait. We would have talked about it earlier. But
those with RVs, you can come. You don't have to go in a tent.
Why? I tell you what, Mouseketeer. Ask me, and I'll tell you what it is.
You got it.
No, ask me right now.
Okay. Will you go out with me?
Oh, geez. Dude, seriously.
And there he goes.
And that's the end of the show.
Thank you, Mouseketeer. And more information coming out of that later. I want to thank all our listeners for joining us on today's show.
Oh, my goodness.
And everyone who called in, as well as people who joined us in the chat room. Big thanks to the people in the chat room. It made it a lot of fun. And everyone here on the panel, Len Testa, Mike Scopa, Annette Owens, and Mike Newell. And, of course, our sponsor, AllEars.net, which this live show would not be possible without them. And I want to thank AllEars.net, your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 114,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of Pixie Dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And that's going to do it for our show. I want to, again, thank everyone. And if you want to find our older episodes, read our show notes, or send us your comments, visit the WDWTA website at WDWTA.com. For Len Testa, Mike Scopa, Mike Newell, and the fabulous Annette Owens, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.
And that's the end of my show. Donk.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.